News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Our next guest says chatting to herself and sometimes to flowers and shopping trolleys brings her calm, clarity and a surprising amount of joy. A freelance writer and self-confessed serial talker, Gwen Lukeman, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good, and can I just say I agree with you wholeheartedly. I sit in the studio here. I'm on my own. Shane's in studio in Dublin. He's on his own. We talk to ourselves all the time in the hope that someone else listens. But there is something to be said for talking to yourself.
There is no doubt about it at all. Personally, for me anyway, I do it because I like it, first of all. But I think it helps me get my thoughts in order. If you look at it like this, it's your own personal ChatGPT, really, when you think about it. You can sort things out by talking aloud to yourself. Say, for example, you have to bring back a broken toaster to a shop, for example, and you're not the most assertive person, shall we say, or you're dreading doing this. You have to talk to somebody about it. You have to put your point across. If you practice talking to the person in customer services, are we there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm listening to you.
Oh, sorry, it's very quiet. Sorry. So if you kind of practice speak out loud to the person in customer services, it helps you before you go into the shop. You have it practiced. You have it rehearsed. I think it's a very harmless habit that most of us, and I mean, let's be honest, most of us do indulge in it. It's a very harmless little habit that we do, but it is very helpful as well.
Is it much easier to do nowadays than it would have been years ago? Because, you see people walking down the street having full-on conversations. Now, they have AirPods in, or they're having a phone conversation. You know, 20 years ago, they probably would have been looking at you sideways. But, you know, it's not as weird now to be kind of having that little bit of a chat because you could be talking to someone else.
I agree with you 100%. And back in the day when I was say driving in my car, this is about 20 years ago, and I'd be, in full flow with myself. And I used to say, but sure, if somebody sees me talking, they'll think I'm on a hands-free phone call or something. But so I think people are a bit more, I'm not going to say we're tolerant about people talking to ourselves because there's nothing wrong with it, but absolutely it probably is a little bit more accepted than maybe it was years ago. And I suppose it's endearing. It can be very endearing, and people might look at the person who's chatting to themselves and go, look, a little bit of eccentricity going on there. Isn't that nice? Do you know? But like, there's certainly no harm in it, I think. No harm in it at all.
Yeah, but you can also rationalise things. I mean, that's what I use it for. If I'm on my own in the car, I'll have a little chat to rationalise something that I'm about to do or that I've gone through to kind of just go through it, go, well, this is that, that is this, and it's okay. So there is no harm in doing this. Yeah.
That's it. And I think that's probably the, shall we say, the best thing about it, in that it can help you, like I said, sort out your thoughts. You're lining up all your ducks in a row, and you know it's like a little rehearsal before you go into the real thing. And by speaking something out loud, it drives it home. I think it makes it everything a little bit more clearer for yourself, and you realise. I find when I get into my flow, the thoughts come quick one after the other, rather than if I was just sitting there silently thinking out loud.
Do you know what? You're dead right. It gives it structure. And otherwise, the thoughts in your head go all over the place. Gwen Lockman, a freelance writer, self-confessed serial self-talker, who thought she may have been talking to herself there, but was definitely on News Talk Breakfast. Gwen, thanks very much for joining us. Shane, it's all right. You can talk to yourself in the supermarket. No one will look sideways at you.
When you talk to yourself, do you laugh at your own jokes?
Okay, I'm the only one who does, you see. That's the problem.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.